You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government's free childcare scheme will come to an end on July the 12th. The package was introduced in April when demand for childcare places plummeted, as many Australians were forced to work from home because of the coronavirus pandemic. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says interest in childcare is now returning as the economy starts to reopen and children return to school.
We've got demand now in the sector at 74%. So we have to change a system which was designed for when demand was falling to one where demand was increasing. And that's what we're doing. And we've done this in consultation with the sector.
Mr. Tehan says $708 million of transitional funding will be made available until the end of September, and the JobKeeper payment will cease for workers in the industry. The funding will require childcare providers to ensure employment levels are guaranteed to protect staff coming off the JobKeeper program. Labor's childcare spokeswoman Amanda Rishworth says childcare in Australia was expensive before the pandemic, and she says she's concerned some parents will not be able to make ends meet.
What we know is that for many families, the cost of childcare prior to this pandemic was just out of reach. It was too expensive and too difficult. And of course, now with this announcement from the minister that he wants to just snap back, many families are just going to shrug their shoulders and say it's all too hard.
As Australia continues to manage the health crisis, the President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Tony Bartone, says people who took part in the Black Lives Matter weekend protests should go into self-isolation for 14 days, and those with symptoms should get tested. Dr. Bartone says given the risks of mass gatherings, self-isolation makes sense, so the rest of the community is protected from a possible spike in cases.
It's in that abundance of caution that we'll be able to ensure that we don't see an outbreak or an uptick in new cases. It's with that abundance of caution that we'll see the protection of the community and ensuring that all the hard-won gains that we've, as a community, had to endure through those very severe lockdown measures over the last 3 months are not wasted.
The Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Nick Coatsworth, says health authorities don't recommend self-isolation for the participants, but he says anyone who develops symptoms should be tested.
And I would simply say to protesters who might be concerned that they simply follow what their state and territory health departments recommend. But I fully endorse the AMA President's suggestion that people with symptoms who attended the protests get themselves tested. That is absolutely critical.
The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, told the ABC he supports the right to protest, but he shares the concerns about the mass gatherings.
The frightening element of that is if there was somebody who was asymptomatic walking amongst a population that is highly vulnerable to poor health conditions, you've exposed yourselves to potential outbreaks.
Victoria has recorded two new cases over the past 24 hours. One is the returned traveller in quarantine, while the other case is a resident in an aged care home at Bright in Victoria's northeast. New South Wales has recorded three new cases. One case is under investigation, and the other two are returned travellers in quarantine. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.